Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Well, hello there, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome in. We made it to a Friday. Hope your day's going well. Hope you have an outstanding weekend. Can't get my papers to sit still. Is this thing on? Hello? We're off to a hot start. Papers are all over the place. Got my buttons mixed up. It's only up from here. Like I was saying, hope your day's been going well. Hope you have a great weekend, and really looking forward to what is in store for today's show. It is March 3rd of 2023. I am your host, Cole Bear. It is a Friday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan, and however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan, and you'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure and also bookmark the website. It's where you get that stream, yes, with your number of ways to tune in. And you can also get all sorts of local and statewide sports content there, 1650thefan.com. And save this number in your phone, 319-277-1918, if you want to dial me up at any time with questions or comments to add to the program. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. Maybe you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Email address is Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, like usual, we'll get to a stack of area sports news and scores here in just a few short minutes. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas ahead of your sports weekend, and also get you a forecast for the rest of this Feel Good Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty good tomorrow as well. Maybe some precip coming our way on Sunday. So we'll get the latest on that from Megan Mulford at the end of the first time out. Then we'll come back in the second segment and be joined by a colleague of mine, Rob Gray from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Rob does outstanding work on the Iowa State men's basketball beat. And just a little bit of news, obviously, with those Cyclones right now, as not only are they mired in a stretch where they've lost four straight games, six of their last seven, but also the dismissal of sharpshooting guard Caleb Grill from the program this week. So Rob will join and give us the details that are most important to know. There's a lot out there, understandably so, whether it be reports, what Caleb Grill has put on social media, what T.J. Otzelberger has had to say. If time permits, we'll get to some of that audio from T.J. later in today's show. But Rob's going to get down to it. And not only will we talk about the Caleb Grill dismissal, but Cyclones could really use a win. And so we'll see what's in store for them tomorrow as, well, they're on the road against 7th-ranked Baylor. So There's a lot to talk about with Iowa State men's basketball. So Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, follow him on Twitter at Rob W. Gray, will join us coming up in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking with Rob, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and I have a smorgasbord of audio. I've got Ben Jacobson. The UNI Panthers come up just short down in St. Louis today in a Missouri Valley Conference tournament semifinal against top seed Bradley. I mean, they gave Bradley all the heart palpitations they could handle, and so we'll get what is season-ending audio from UNI coach Ben Jacobson. Got a little piece of audio as well from Bowen Bourne and Titan Anderson, who were just outstanding this season for the Panthers, who look to have a real bright future. And I'll dig in more on that future and, you know, just kind of summarize the UNI Panther men's basketball season that was when we get to that audio. Also have audio from Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries. The Bulldogs have their MVC tournament semifinal tonight. I'll get you details on that here in just a bit. And also, can't forget, Big 12 Wrestling Championships begin tomorrow morning at 10, as well as the Big 10 Wrestling Championship. I'll have some audio from Iowa State Wrestling coach Kevin Dresser and UNI coach Doug Schwab as well in that third segment. So look forward to all of that. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you a NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on a Friday for the week and wrap up the show. So that's what's on the agenda, boys and girls. Real quick, just my thoughts on I'll get to some thoughts now, I suppose, on not so much you and I, but I tell you what, and I probably got to be careful with this. I need to be careful with this, and I want to make sure I explain myself here. I would hope many of you remember when Wichita State was a part of the Missouri Valley Conference, and they had, who before he even got in very serious trouble for mental and physical harassment of his team, Greg Marshall was known throughout the league by those of us who, you know, in one way, shape, or form, work in the league. You know, he had a reputation, and not a good one. Now, I want to make very clear, as I segue to talk about Bradley coach Brian Wardle, there's no such allegations out there. None whatsoever. I've never heard anything like that. I'm not insinuating anything like that. What I will say about Brian Wardle is his reputation did take a hit, and I should have looked this up before the show, but it was a few years back, we'll just call it that, where longtime Peoria Journal star sports writer Dave Reynolds had written something. I can't even remember what the hell it was, but he had written something that upset Coach Wardle, and it upset him enough to where he was able to get the athletic communications department at Bradley to pull his credential. Then, as you might imagine, with all the respect that's out there for a guy like Dave Reynolds, who I think at the time was around or above three decades worth of coverage, right? And so the sports community at large, you know, college basketball, Missouri Valley, you know, Illinois, Iowa sports writers, you know, everybody you could imagine came to the defense of Dave Reynolds. And there was kind of a half apology that was put out there by Bradley and Coach Wardle. They walked it back very quickly when they saw the pushback that came by nature of this whole, you know, just fracas that didn't need to happen. And so that to me, I haven't forgotten about that, you know, doing what I do for a living. I can't imagine ever being in the situation that Dave Reynolds found himself in, where as serious as I take my job, and Dave, with all the experience that he had, you know, had probably forgotten more about sports writing than perhaps I'll ever know. And he found himself in a situation where he had upset the coach of the team that he was beat writing for so much that that coach wanted to remove his access. I can't imagine that being the case for me, whether it be with Coach Ben Jacobson or Mark Farley or something like that. And so I haven't forgotten about that, and I've always, you know, you kind of wonder about a guy. Like, you know, some coaches can kind of be maniacs. I'm not saying Brian Wardle is. Some coaches are maniacs, but they're good, right? At the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. Like, there's so much money involved. Let's not beat around the bush. Like, guys get paid a lot of money, and they get paid a lot of money in large part to win. And he's won. So, you know, for what I have to say with regard to, you know, just not having the greatest impression of the guy, man, I tell you what, he's and you know what? He's probably got the edge on me, because I guess, as some might say, he's eating my lunch. Because, man, I find it tough to watch the guy. And the most recent example I'll give, and this is what I really want to point out with any of this, is that when Bradley came to McLeod Center and they got that win over the Panthers, I think it was like an 8 or 9 point win that they got. I want to say every substitution, because where I sit is right next to the visitor's bench at the press table on the floor at McLeod Center. It appeared to me, albeit, you know, there, I don't know what I don't know, and as far as the inner workings of Brian Wardle's roster management in-game, but it appeared to me from where I sat, very close, basically at the same place where the trainers sit at the end of the bench, that every substitution he made in that game was a punitive one, that it was a result of a player screwing up or coming up short in terms of their execution. And I was just thinking to myself, why would you want to play for a guy like that? Then again, to play devil's advocate, I would say, you know, people talk about a Bo Pelini, for example, who's an absolute madman once the ball's kicked off, but they say he's an outstanding player's coach and his players love him. I have heard that when he was at Youngstown State and in the Missouri Valley, right? The same goes for Fran McCaffrey, right? Fran gets pretty crazy from time to time, but is known to be a player's coach. Yeah, like Fran or not, that's what's out there about him. So I think perhaps it's that with Brian Wardle, but man, he's eating my lunch. He's just not, he's one of those dudes where it's like, he's not a scumbag like Greg Marshall. Let me make that clear. Make that very clear. But between the punitive substitutions, between the whole drama that played out with Dave Reynolds, that just, I'll just leave it at that. Okay? I don't think there's much more to be said. I just wanted to put that out there. And there's no elegant way to do it, but it is what it is, and it's out there. So, in terms of likability, final thought, in terms of likability, he's not killing it. All right? And I don't think he's going to care a whole hell of a lot that I'm not out here singing his praises in terms of, hey, you're winning the likability contest among Missouri Valley coaches. But there it is. I've said my piece. All right. Let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Friday. Dyke New Hartford girls back in the state championship game this morning. The Wolverines defeated Sibley Ochiden 61-56 in a 2A semifinal. At the girls' state basketball tournament, Wolverines were led by Peyton and Jaden Peterson. Peyton had a triple-double with 28 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 steals. Jaden a double-double with 15 points and 17 rebounds. Wolverines go for their third straight state championship tomorrow afternoon at 4:45. The UNI women's basketball team rallied in the second half to beat Southern Illinois 85-76 last night at McLeod Center. The two teams were deadlocked at 39 apiece at halftime, but the Panthers had a 63-55 lead going into the fourth quarter. Grace Buffelli led UNI with 21 points and 11 rebounds. UNI finishes its season on Saturday, regular season, when it plays host to Missouri State. The UNI men's basketball team, as I mentioned, they had a strong start today but ended up falling short to the Bradley Braves, and the final of that game from Enterprise Center, 72-66. Bradley saw a lead of theirs that I want to say was as large as 11 points get down, or they lost it. Panthers ended up leading by two on two separate occasions with less than 8 minutes to play in that game. Bowen Bourne scored a career and game-high 34. No other Panthers scored in double figures. Michael Duax dealt with some foul trouble issues. Panthers' season comes to an end. And the Bradley Braves play the winner of Belmont and Indiana State. And I want to say I've got a final on that one. And I want to say Let me check this real quick. Great radio. Yes, Indiana State gets a 94-91 win over Belmont. So it'll be the Trees, the Sycamores, against the Bradley Braves tomorrow in the semis of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. The Wartburg women's basketball team is underway right now in the NCAA Division III Tournament. Knights taking on 17th-ranked Baldwin Wallace in Holland, Michigan. And the Orange and Black are making their seventh consecutive NCAA Tournament appearance. Both UNI and Iowa State wrestling teams begin action tomorrow at the Big 12 Championships. UNI's Parker Kekeisen is the top seed at 184, has the chance to become the first Panther to win three Big 12 titles. Iowa State's David Carr, the number one seed at 165, and can become the fourth Cyclone in school history to win four conference titles. Meanwhile, the Iowa wrestling team travels to Ann Arbor, Michigan for the Big Ten Championships tomorrow and Sunday at Chrysler Arena. Eight Hawkeyes are seeded fifth or better in the pre-seeds for the tournament. Iowa has won 37 team conference titles, more than twice as many as the next school. The Waterloo Blackhawks have a rare Friday night off. The Hawks play at Lincoln tomorrow and at Sioux City on Sunday. Hawks are 3-0 against both those teams so far this season. They're currently in second place in the USHL Western Conference. You can hear tomorrow's game against Sioux City, or excuse me, at Lincoln, I should say. 6:05, puck drop, 5:45, pregame. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way on the other side. Rob Gray, Cedar Rapids Gazette, joins to talk Iowa State men's basketball on a Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
On the last day of the scouting combine, the quarterbacks took center stage, and there are several that will likely go in the top 10, if not the top 5. Beauty may be in the eye of the beholder, but Ohio State's C.J. Stroud clearly confident in himself, calling him the best of the bunch.
You can put on my film. I think I've been the best player in college football 2 years in a row, and I think I've consistently done that. I haven't even touched my potential yet. I think that I have a lot more to get better at, but I have a lot more to not only prove, not only to y'all, but to myself.
Chip Kelly has returned UCLA to the polls. The Bruins finished last year number 21. It was their first ranking in the final poll since 2014. They also averaged over 500 yards of total offense per game for the first time in school history, and Kelly is now in the fold with an extension through 2027. The Warriors have made a big push to become part of the playoff conversation again. They've won four in a row after beating the Clippers last night, just a game behind the Suns for the fourth spot in the West. The defending champs will host the Pelicans tonight, while the Suns go for back-to-back wins in Chicago after getting 23 points from Kevin Durant in his Phoenix debut. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Zach Gelb. Hot topics, great guests, and you on the phone to talk sports. Weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for over 25 years, and we're proud to continue, thanks in part to these sponsors.
Beaver Hills Golf and Country Club is a proud sponsor of postseason high school athletics. Good luck from the IGA Golf Course of the Year and the Cedar Valley's Memory Maker, Beaver Hills.
Simpson Floor Covering wishes all of the area athletes the best of luck as they compete for state titles. Congratulations and finish strong.
Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo, your one-stop shop with care you can trust, supports the Columbus Sailors and all of the Cedar Valley teams in the state tournament.
Supporting Waverly with the best technology, Waverly Utilities offers up to gigabit speed internet, enhanced cable, and digital phone. Learn more at waverlyutilities.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your high school team is your team for life. Get a Farm Bureau agent for life. Contact Bo Jorgensen in Waterloo at 234-2000.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money, simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Looking at the College Basketball Conference tournaments next week, the ACC tournament will be held in Greensboro, North Carolina. The Miami Hurricanes and the Virginia Cavaliers, the betting favorites to capture the tournament at +290. Duke in their first year under John Shire at +500. North Carolina +600. The Big East Conference Tournament, Marquette the favorite at +300, UConn +350, Creighton +430, and Xavier +460. And San Diego State favorite to win the Mountain West Conference Tournament and +165. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony Desiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 28. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 46. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 28. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 46.
You're listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of the show continues, and it's really been something to follow this Iowa State men's basketball team this season, especially of late, and of course, not for the greatest of reasons, not only for the lack of wins on the court, but big news this week off the court with the dismissal of senior sharpshooting guard Caleb Grill. We'll have the Iowa State men's basketball regular season finale tomorrow right here on The Fan, 10 a.m. pregame, 11 o'clock tip-off in Waco against the 7th-ranked Bears for the Cyclones. And to talk about everything going on, we bring in a friend and colleague of mine, Rob Gray, from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob W. Gray. Rob, thanks so much for your time today on the show, and I'll just repeat the joke. Hey, not a whole lot to talk about with this Cyclone basketball team right now, huh?
Yeah, a lot of cricket. It's always good to join you, Cole, but yeah, just a very humdrum. It's always pretty boring once you get into March, right?
Oh, man.
So, it's not completely unexpected that there's so little to talk about.
I actually thought that the madness began before we flipped the calendar to March. There was some outstanding basketball this past weekend, and I speak for everybody here. I mean, it's just a special time of the year. Unfortunately for the Cyclones, a lot of good vibes out there across the college basketball landscape, but the opposite of that. With the dismissal of Caleb Grill from the team. And as I said at the top of the show, Rob, you know, we've seen the post from Caleb Grill on social media. We've heard T.J. Otzelberger speak. We've seen all the reporting, or a lot of us have seen or read all the reporting out there. What can you tell us, Rob, that's most important to know about everything that's happened here? And don't feel bad if you feel like you're going on for too long. Because with respect to Caleb, and I think what a lot of people understand is at play here, what's most important everybody knows?
Well, I think the most important thing for everybody to know is the background, and that's that T.J. Otzelberger has known Caleb Grill for around 6 years, recruited him to South Dakota State. Obviously, Caleb started at Iowa State. He's loved Iowa State basketball since he was a kid. Decided to transfer, joined up with TJ at UNLV, came back to Iowa State with TJ when he got the head coaching job a couple seasons ago after he'd been a longtime assistant here and, again, had the two head coaching gigs. Their relationship is extremely tight. You've seen emotion from TJ Otzelberger when Caleb Grill was playing his best basketball of his career early in the season, including in a win against North Carolina. Who was then number one in the country in the Phil Knight Invitational. So So that's the most important thing to know, which makes the fact that Caleb Brill would get dismissed in early March as a senior on the for the basketball team he loves, as a coach which they've had the tight bond, it's a mind-boggling situation and a very sad situation. But as Caleb Brill noted, he's been dealing with some mental health issues. I don't know if that I doubt it stems exclusively from the back injury that's bothered him since the January 17th win over Texas, but clearly in terms of when he's been able to play and also in his demeanor on the court, he has not been like the Caleb Brill that Iowa State fans have seen and known. So whatever happened, I know Caleb Brill did talk about saying something that was he was really apologetic about. But I think for TJ to do this, which had to be extremely difficult for him, this had to have been a culmination of a number of things. We've seen technicals in games for Caleb. And clearly there's something that he needs help with. And TJ reiterated that he's there for him in every way, even if it's helping him play for another school. But at some point, as the leader of a program, and I'm paraphrasing him here, you've got to make sure that your guys know that you always put the team first. And it got to a point with Caleb, and who knows if there was a tipping point moment. Caleb makes it sound like maybe there was. Just a lot of things that Caleb wasn't doing or was doing that didn't comport to Osselberger's high standards for the program. So, yeah, he's gone. Obviously one of their hottest shooters until recently, again, in the injury, and very important to what they do defensively. So, you know, opportunities maybe for Demarion Watson to get some more minutes and rebound like he's done and disrupt defensively like he's done. Or who knows, maybe Eli King, who was a highly touted recruit, has played very little. Maybe he gets a few chances here if they perhaps expand the rotation. But in a nutshell, a very surprising and sad situation, given you know the bond that those two have and probably will continue to have moving forward.
Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, our guest right now on this Friday edition of Cole & Company, talking Iowa State men's basketball. Rob, when it comes to the basketball itself, what do you put your finger on with regard to the fact that the Cyclones are on a four-game losing streak? They've lost six of their last seven. I think the obvious things are they play in what I think is the best conference in men's basketball, the Big 12 this season. But what say you? I mean, you're there watching the games, listening to everything the players and coaches have to say. There's a pretty healthy sample now of struggles. You know, maybe at one point they were different early on than they are right now. I don't know. You tell us. What do you see?
Well, I think what you mentioned, Cole, is the majority of it. They play a certain style that if they're not 100% locked in and if they're not consistent, it's not going to be a winning style when everyone else in the Big 12 is at least minimum pretty good.
Yeah.
And they have had long stretches, whether it be beginning of games or end of games or critical moments in games, where they just haven't been good in any aspect. And the offense is still a struggle, even though it's more diversity in terms of potential scoring threats has made it better than it was last year. And the defense, you know, metrics-wise, still elite nationally, but they're not forcing as many turnovers. They're not getting as many points off those turnovers. And again, in key situations where they've done the thing, in the West Virginia game, it's senior night, you've got a chance to get right. You don't have a great first half because Gabe Kalscher's out with foul trouble. He scored 11 points in 7 minutes. You come out looking like the Iowa State team that started league play 4-0, the team that beat Baylor by 15 points emphatically to start the conference season. And yet they let it slip away. Strangely enough, after Jazz Koontz gets elbowed in the face and they call a flagrant two on a West Virginia player. It swings, you know, somehow, you know, Grill gets a technical.
Yeah,
and you know, Koontz misses free throws. West Virginia hits two. They end up getting, I think, a 5-point possession. The Cyclones were up six, and even though the Cyclones got back up seven again, they just could not maintain that standard of play that is what allowed them to start so hot this season. So, you know, the big thing is they can get it back, especially if they get out of Big 12 play. But the tough thing for them is now they're looking down the stretch of, if you know, very long odds to go beat number 7 Baylor, even though they did it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they actually secure the 6th seed and avoid winning that Big 12 tournament, who do they play in their first Big 12 tournament game? Baylor. So there's a very good chance that this skid could continue spiraling seemingly out of control, but the silver lining for Iowa State is by everyone's account, they are in the field. I mean, I want to look at that overall win-loss record and what they've done lately. People, that is not the main focus anymore. They have a high number of quality wins, quad one wins,
right.
They're up near the top, and that's what counts, body of work, not what they've done lately. So that's the silver lining. This team can still do great things, and they could go and play Baylor really tough. And have a chance. But it's going to be interesting to see how these guys come together, again, with more adversity, but they've had some this season. I mean, go back to the preseason.
Uh-huh.
Damon Lipsy could have eaten in the lineup. Jeremiah Williams, a Temple transfer, experience guard, terrible injury, ends the season. Then you lose Jazz Coons, perhaps, conference season. Then Caleb Grill gets his injury in an otherwise great win over Texas. And so they've gone through a lot, and I feel like they've stayed together. So it'll be really interesting to see what they can do, clearly limited roster-wise, in these last couple of Big 12, or who knows, maybe they'll win in the Big 12 tournament, but and then entering postseason play where they can finally get out of conference again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's kind of the proverbial circling of the wagons after the Caleb Grill dismissal. It's kind of funny how stuff like that can work sometimes for teams, not to act like we're piling on Caleb or anything. It's kind of separate of that. It's kind of a nameless dynamic almost with respect to the situation. And yeah, great point there with just, you know, the number of impressive, you know, quad one wins is what they're called now. They're in. But I think just to wrap up the conversation, Rob, as we get closer and closer toward the end of the season, and I just came up with this analogy where, what's the sustainability? What's there to be said for this model that TJ's brought, where so much of it is on the live ball turnovers, creating those? And when you're playing in the Big 12, which has some of the highest caliber players in the country, is there something to be said for, maybe TJ will never admit it, but that model, that blueprint, will organically change as his rosters continue to trend more toward high school players that he'll develop than these transfer rosters that they've built on the fly the past couple of years? And the analogy that came to mind was, it's almost as if they kind of got an Iowa Hawkeye football model where everybody goes, well, if our special teams and defense is outstanding, maybe we have a shot and we can win this game, you know, 21-17. It just seems to me, and TJ, I've made it clear on the show, I think TJ's done a hell of a job both seasons. But it just seems like it's a fine line to walk. That it creates a very thin margin in a conference where the margins are already thin.
Yeah, I like the analogy, Cole. I think he's done it that way because that's the way he's had to do it.
Yeah.
When you bring in guys that are generally weren't ever that highly touted and get them to believe, what do you organize that around? The type of toughness, grit things that can keep a team cohesive. And that's what pressuring basketball does. I think the live ball turnover model is still a good one because no one wants to play a defense like that.
Mm-hmm.
Second time around, and it's league as talented as the Big 12, teams have adjusted a bit. Mm-hmm. They've even turned the tables at times on Iowa State in that regard. But I think that stays intact. What could change, of course, with another highly, highly, highly regarded recruiting class coming in next season, will they play faster? I mean, one of the things that has at times I felt like cost them this year is how deliberately they play.
Yeah.
On the offensive end, and that maybe sometimes allows any lapses on the defensive end to spill over and vice versa. But that again is by necessity, I believe, when you're somewhat limited,
mm-hmm.
you know, offensively. So I think as you get more talent in there, he'll play faster. He's been on staffs where they play really fast, but I think the defense, the stick to defense, make that your identity thing is going to be a staple for him unless it goes south. But I think it's still a winning formula. It's just with more talent coming in, you're going to see a faster pace of play, I would expect.
Rob, that's all the time I got. Great stuff today. Always appreciate and enjoy the conversation. We'll continue to follow your coverage of the Cyclones at thegazette.com. Have a great weekend.
Awesome. You too. Great to join you, Cole.
Likewise. Take care, Rob. Rob Gray, Cedar Rapids Gazette, kind enough to join us on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. On the other side, well, we've got a whole bunch of audio I want to try to get to. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. No, there hasn't been a coaching change. Ben Jacobson, UNI men's basketball coach. Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries. Bulldogs tip off at 6 against Murray State in the semis of the MVC tournament. And then, of course, Iowa State and UNI wrestling coaches Kevin Dresser and Doug Schwab ahead of tomorrow in Sunday's Big 12 Championships. That's all next right here on a Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa quarterback Cade McNamara has quickly become a part of his new program. The former Michigan standout transferred to Iowa and hopes to fix an offense that was one of the nation's worst last season.
I mean, I've been attending just about every sports event as I can. I'm trying to, you know, get myself into the culture here as much as I possibly can. I've already found some pretty good friends on the team, and I'm super happy with that. And everyone's just been so welcoming to me, not just the coaches, but also the players. It just felt like, you know, I just felt like I was already a part of the team, like, as soon as I got here. And I think that just shows the culture and how close this team is.
UNI's upset bid fell short at the Missouri Valley Tournament in St. Louis with a 72-66 loss to top seed and regular season champ Bradley. The Panthers finished 14-18 tonight. Two-seed Drake plays Murray State. This is Radio Iowa.
I'm Mary Neubauer with the Iowa Lottery. March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month, when we highlight and remind Iowans that help is always available 24/7 here in our state.
And I'm Katie B. with the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services. Visit yourlifeiowa.org to learn more about problem gambling. Start the conversation today by text, live chat, or by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's free and confidential.
And it's something you can do anytime.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
It's time for a March Madness preview. Jab step, 15-footer. This one rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound tip to Yesufu. Kansas on the run. Yesufu down the right side of the basket. Lays it up and in. Joseph Yesufu going end-to-end.
Bill Self's Kansas Jayhawks were the last team standing last year. Can they defend the title for a national championship repeat? Find out, and don't miss any of the action with Westwood One's exclusive NCAA tournament coverage right here.
Remember college? Early morning classes, all-night study sessions, and somewhere in there, maybe a social life? 5-Hour Energy got you through. Now you've got responsibilities, work, bills, a family. 5-Hour Energy is still here with the same alert, energized feeling you relied on back then. Every day, 5-Hour Energy helps millions, just like you, be at their best when it really matters. Rediscover 5-Hour Energy. We'll get you through again. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Does it run? Does it drive? Great. We'll give you $3,500 guaranteed trade on your next purchase at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls. Hi, I'm Luke Schmidt, General Manager at Community Chevrolet Cadillac, and we've got a great selection for your $3,500 trade. Whether it's new or pre-owned, we've got a full lot ready to find a new home. So if it runs and drives, bring it on over and we'll give you $3,500 trade-in. Simple, straightforward deals guaranteed at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls.
$3,500 trade guarantee ends March 20th. See dealer for details.
Budget Bistro is back. Save on area restaurants. Visit 1650thefan.com and get $20 gift certificates for just $14. Area restaurants you already know and maybe some you don't. It's easy. Just click on the Budget Bistro box at 1650thefan.com to see the list with the description of available restaurants and order. $20 gift certificates for just $14. Limited quantities available, so order now.
Monday on the Fan's coverage of Boys State Tournament Basketball. It's a quarterfinal showdown in Class 1A as 5th-seeded Dunkerton takes on 4th-seeded West Harrison. This is Dave Finnegan. Join me for all the action on Monday as the Raiders look to fly past the Hawkeyes and advance to the state semifinals. Coverage begins at noon on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on the 1650thefan.com stream, or by telling your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of the show continues. UNI men's basketball team came up just short earlier today in the semis of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament against top seed Bradley, 72-66, the final. Here's Coach Ben Jacobson recapping what he said turned out to be a good game where his team came up a couple plays short.
Yeah, it ended up being just a heck of a game. Too many offensive rebounds in the first half. But, you know, Bradley had seven of them in the first half. I'm just looking at it here for the first time. And we were able to cut that down to three in the second half. That was important, of course, for us to be able to get it tied, get the lead. And then Mast had a terrific game in the first half. He's making threes, made the 17-footer. You know, he's going to score around the basket. He had a big first half, and that was an important part of the game. I just love these two guys and this team. You know, what we saw today was a lot of what our season was like. We had to fight really hard in November and December to get better and figure out a way to make some important plays, some game-winning plays. And led by these two guys, we did, and had a heck of a January and came down here. You know, we didn't play as good in February, but, man, we played really good yesterday. We played really good today. And I just love how hard these guys play. So I'll leave it there.
Jacobson was asked what was missing today to allow another Panther to get going offensively alongside Bowen Bourne, who scored a game and career high 34 points.
The guys have done such a great job. And I talked about it once. I think it was, I don't know if it was after a day after a game, or if it was after one of our practices, just talking with you guys in the locker room in the film room that day. And I said, we got our two superstars are the best superstars you could ever have in your locker room. And that's these two guys, right? And our other two, Nate and Fife, were not able to play this year. You know, Fife's medical challenges and Nate's finger, but the two that were playing, these two guys right here, I told the team, like, we got the best two superstars that you could ever want in your locker room. And that maybe goes to your question a little bit in that, Titan isn't out there tonight trying to figure out, okay, well, when am I going to get the ball and get to shoot? Like, when Bo's getting doubled and he doesn't get as many shots, in a particular game or during a stretch when they really put two on him, he isn't thinking about, well, when do I get to shoot? Okay. These guys, all Titans thinking about today is battling his ass off and winning. Right? And on nights when Bo takes, 9, 10, 11 shots and they're doubling him a bunch, all Bo's thinking about is winning. Right? And that's, we were in great position. We needed two more plays, one less play from Bradley and two more from us when it was tied, 2.5, 3 minutes to go. And we would have had you would have seen us 25, 30 minutes ago, right? I mean, it was that close. So these guys just play to win. And if that means Bowen shoots more in a particular game or Titan, the games where he's taking more attempts, and that's one of the best parts about these two guys here, right?
With the Missouri Valley Conference's youngest team, Titan Anderson and Bowen Bourne spoke about the challenges of having a young group and how they anticipate they'll be able to build with it this offseason.
Yeah, that just comes with the offseason, really. We just have to look at the things that we didn't do well during the season or things that we did do well, and we just have to really lock in and get to work.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of our group and our youth, you know, that was something that I think, you know, we kind of struggled with, you know, throughout the year just from experience, because you haven't been there before. And so, you know, I think, you know, this tournament was a great example of how good this group can be, because, you know, like yesterday, Mike has a great game, you know, and I've been in that situation where you're a freshman, it's your first time down here, huge arena, like, you know, there's all the atmosphere and everything about this tournament. You know, it's hard to come in here as a first year guy and play good. And so, yeah, just, you know, to build on that, and to build on what we have built, you know, throughout this season, you know, I couldn't be more excited because, yeah, these guys have fought and have worked so hard, you know, the entire year. And so, yeah, now it's how can we build? How can we take that next step to not be close in some games, but to win some games? And so that's going to be huge for us, like Titan mentioned, in the offseason.
Meanwhile, Drake coach Darren DeVries hopes that experience is a plus. The Bulldogs are getting set to play Murray State in tonight's quarterfinal round of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis. The Bulldogs are 24-7 and the 2 seed in the tournament. Here's Coach DeVries.
You know, we've had a group that's been in 2 finals down there, so they've been able to go down there. They've had some success. Unfortunately, we've came up a little bit short back-to-back years, but I do think that experience will come into play in some form, and hopefully it's enough to get us some wins.
The Bulldogs swept the season series against Murray State, and Coach DeVries is not buying into the old cliche that it's hard to beat a team 3 times.
When we play them on Friday, it's a new 40 minutes, and it'll be whether we beat them twice, lost to them twice, it's whoever plays better that day. And I truly believe that, you know, it's a matter of after you've played somebody twice, what type of adjustments are you going to make? What are they going to make to change maybe the outcome in the previous games? That's probably the biggest factor when you do play somebody that 3rd time.
As Coach DeVries mentioned when he was on this show last week, the depth that the Bulldogs were able to create this season with their bench has been a big factor in finishing the season strong.
When our bench is good in games, I feel like we've been good and come out on top. The games where we haven't gotten as much production, it's sometimes we struggle. So they're going to be critical if we're going to make a run in these 3 games, because to play 3 days, you got to have some depth minutes or bench minutes that come in and can be productive.
Along with bench minutes, Coach DeVries says it just adds value to every possession when you begin tournament play.
You talk about it all the time, every possession matters, but you can feel it more in tournament play because the games seem to be always so tightly contested. You know, the possessions slow down a little bit in tournaments, it feels like, so it's a little more physical. You have to be really sound at both ends of the floor if you're going to win one and get to that championship game.
Shifting gears to wrestling, the Iowa State and UNI wrestling teams in Tulsa for the Big 12 tournament this weekend. Big 12 championships. The Cyclones ranked 5th in the country after finishing 16-3 in duels this season. And Coach Kevin Dresser says the postseason is a new challenge.
The nice thing about the postseason is it's really short. And, you know, hopefully we've learned a lot from the regular season. So, you know, I know we got a group of guys that are excited. We got a group of guys that are healthy. And that's really all you can ask for at this time of the year.
And Dresser is hoping that the Cyclones are a better tournament team this season than they were a season ago.
You know, dual meet team-wise this year versus last year might be similar. I think if you look at the rankings with our top 5 guys, where we're at this year versus last year is obviously much higher. And so, you know, let's see if those guys can roll, and they're going to have to carry us. We know we need all 10 guys to chip in, but they're going to have to carry us.
Meanwhile, UNI coach Doug Schwab leading his 18th-ranked Panthers into the Big 12 championships, and he says the competition in the conference is tougher this year than it was a season ago.
Iowa State's top 5 right now. On paper, Missouri coming in last year obviously helped. I mean, Oklahoma State, you know, North Dakota State had a heck of a year. South Dakota State's doing a good job. I mean, Oklahoma, West Virginia's getting better. Northern Colorado, I mean, just kind of up and down the line, the conference has gotten better.
Schwab has his eye on a team title for the Panthers.
We haven't had 10 guys wrestle on Sunday. To me, that's the biggest thing right now. Obviously, the first match, the first whistle, but getting 10 guys to wrestle on Sunday. Because then they're all scoring points. They're all in the top, you know, what, top six, top eight. Then we've all won matches. And then, you know, then to me, you have a chance to win the tournament.
All right, let's take this final timeout on a Friday NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary coming up during this timeout. And we'll come back afterwards and wrap up the show and wrap up the week.
I'm Patrick Claibon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Speed was the name of the game on the first day of prospect workouts at the NFL Scouting Combine. Pittsburgh's Kalijah Kancey ran the fastest recorded 40-yard dash time for a defensive tackle since 2003, clocking in at 4.67. Not to be outdone, Georgia edge rusher Nolan Smith ran a blistering 4.39 40. That's the second fastest time for a defensive lineman since 2003. And the Combine is just getting started. Exclusively on NFL Network and NFL Plus, the defensive backs are on the field today. Then it's quarterbacks, receivers, and tight ends on Saturday. And on Sunday, the O-line and running backs get their work in.
Finally, some sad news to report. Jerry Richardson, the original owner of the Carolina Panthers, has died. An NFL champion as a receiver with the Baltimore Colts, Richardson became the first former player to own an NFL team since George Halas. Jerry Richardson was 86 years old.
This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed and a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money, so forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
Why is the Iowa Farm Bureau siding with liberals and the Sierra Club, supporting HF 368? HF 368 is a bill in the legislature that would devastate Iowa's rural economy. Radicals like the Sierra Club are pushing HF 368 to promote their extreme anti-agriculture agenda. It's not surprising the Sierra Club wants legislation that hurts Iowa farmers, but the Iowa Farm Bureau turned their back on rural Iowa and joined hands with these radicals. The future of strong corn markets and a successful ethanol industry depends on carbon capture. HF 368 would stop it in its tracks, effectively banning carbon capture projects. That would prevent Iowa ethanol from accessing low-carbon fuel markets. Ethanol plants would close, costing the state economy $10 billion a year. Call the Iowa Farm Bureau at 515-225-5400 and ask them why they're standing against rural Iowa. Paid for by Empower Iowa Fund.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The NBA regular season will officially end in a little over a month. And when you start to look around the landscape of the league, it's been a crazy year. Plenty of places to start. How about after 16 consecutive losing seasons? The Kings sitting in third place in the Western Conference. The Kings currently three games ahead of the defending champion Warriors and the Luka Doncic-led Mavs. And when you transition away from team success, this season has also had some incredible individual achievements as well. The Joker looks well on his way to becoming the fourth player ever to win three consecutive MVPs. LeBron James became the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Dame Lillard and Donovan Mitchell both scored over 70 in a game. And G-leaguer Mac McClung won the dunk contest. That's an unprecedented year. And with the league standings unconventionally close as we head into the final 20 games, this season has the potential to get even better. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant or cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard. That's also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. If you're a regular listener, you know I always recommend Simply Safe Home Security, but I'm not the only one. U.S. News & World Report said Simply Safe, best home security system of 2023. CNET recently awarded them their editor's choice for home security. Customize the perfect system for your home. Takes just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafedan.com, and there is no safe like SimpliSafe.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, weekdays 5 to 6.
That's where it gets challenging, because you want the individual so badly to be successful. And then yet there's decisions that need to be made as a leader of this program at a time they need to be made when you know that it's best for the program.
There's some of what Iowa State men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger had to say yesterday about the dismissal of senior guard Caleb Grill from the program. Reminder, Iowa State men's basketball tomorrow morning here on The Fan at number 7 Baylor. Pregame at 10, tip-off at 11. No Blackhawks hockey tonight. Yeah, no. No, I'm not screwing it up. That's actually the facts. Hawks play tomorrow night, 5:45 at at Lincoln, and then Sunday at Sioux City at 2:45. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.